reading from Krishna book, Prabhupada house, Vrindavan.
Made of three giant palm trees and broke it very quickly. How wonderful it is that for 7 days continuously he held up the Govardhan hill with one hand. How wonderful it is that he has killed all the demons like Pralambashu, Dhenukashu, Aristasu.
Which finger he used? Left?
Left, small finger.
They were so strong that even the demigods in the heavenly planets were afraid of them. But Krishna killed them as easily as anything. While describing the uncommon activities of Krishna before Uddhav, Nanda Maharaj gradually became overwhelmed and could no longer speak. As for Mother Yashoda, she sat by the side of her husband and heard the pastimes of Krishna without speaking. She simply cried incessantly and wept blood from her breasts. When Uddhava saw that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, so extraordinarily overwhelmed with thoughts of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when he experienced their extraordinary affection for him, he also became overwhelmed and spoke as follows. My dear Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, you are most respectable among human beings, because no one but you can meditate in such transcendental ecstasy. Uddhava continued, Balaram and Krishna are the original personalities of Godhead, from whom the cosmic manifestation emanates. They are the chief among all personalities. Each of them is both the material and the efficient cause of this material creation. Material nature is conducted by the Purusha incarnations, who all act under Krishna and Balaram. By their partial representation, they enter the heart of all living entities. They are the source of all knowledge and all forgetfulness. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter. I am present in everyone's heart and I cause one to remember and forget. I am the original compiler of the Vedanta and I am the actual knower.
So what is this verse? Who can tell? Somebody can tell distinctly so that others can chant.
Sarvasya chaham hridaye sannivishto.
Sarvasya chaham hridaye sannivishto.
Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha.
Matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha.
Vedaisya sarve raham eva vidyo.
Vedaisya sarve raham eva vidyo.
Vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham.
Vedanta krit
That is what the translation is. It is a famous verse.
Uddhav continued, if at the time of death a person can fix his pure mind upon Krishna, even for a moment after giving up his material body, he becomes eligible to appear in his original spiritual body, just as the sun rises with all illumination.
Anybody? You heard say, when somebody is leaving his body, remember Krishna? Everybody? Antakale chamameva.
Antakale chamameva.
Saranmukta kalevaram.
Saranmukta kalevaram.
Japrajati samad bhavam.
Japrajati samad bhavam.
Jati nasti atra sanksaya.
Jati nasti atra sanksaya.
There is no doubt about it. Somebody before leaving his body remembers me, without doubt he is going back to me. So we are practicing that. More you practice, more you practice.
Passing from his life in this way, he immediately enters into the spiritual kingdom by kingdom.
So while Krishna says, most confidential knowledge, there is two verses. What are these two verses? What she said, no. The first 1865, 1866. So this is the Manmana Bhava. Then Krishna in purport said one should simply meditate on Krishna with his flute, a description of the peak of feather, little boy who tends the cows, dress, everything mentioned. Simply meditate on that. And his daughter's flute. That is most confidential.
This is the result of Krishna conscious practice. if we practice Krishna consciousness in this present body, while in a healthy condition and in good mind, simply by chanting the holy Maha Mantra Hare Krishna, we will have every possibility of fixing the mind upon Krishna at the time of death. If we do this, then our lives become successful without any doubt. But if we keep our minds always absorbed in fruitive activities for material enjoyment, then naturally at the time of death we shall think of such activities and again be forced to enter material conditioned bodies.
More than 98% people think spiritual progress. Work hard, enjoy the fruit of your labor. That is what most of the people are doing. Maybe more than 98%. Actually 99%. Almost. The devotees, pure devotee, try to think of nothing, expect nothing, just want to serve Krishna, his people. And some devotee has got something. But gradually, as he, Krishna reveals, Krishna gives more than he expects, then he gives up. And he also becomes pure devotee. Just like Dhruva. Param dishta nivartate. If somebody has a higher taste, rasa vajjam, he gives up. Rasa means pleasure of sense gratification, and because he gets a higher taste by serving Krishna. Is that clear? Any question coming? Prabhu said, devotees, when they are serving, pure devotional service, there are 5-6 symptoms. One is klesha agni. It removes all the misery from his life because Krishna is called Hari. Subhada, his life becomes auspicious. He does not ask, Guru give us money, we'll go to see television, TV, cinema, this, that, nothing. Because he gets a higher taste, he gets, but simply by serving Krishna, he got a higher taste. So he give up all this. It's like a crow, he goes and thinks he's a feast in a garbage can. Whereas the swan, compared to the devotees, they go to a place most beautiful, crystal clear water in a big lake, and they fully blossom lotuses, considered most beautiful object in creation. He plays with the stem of the lotus diet. Sometimes these are compared with Krishna's lotus feet. Paramahansa, like devotee, want to meditate on the lotus feet. His mind. This is one King Kulasekhar says, like in Mukunda Mala Stotra, the verse saying, Krishna tadya padam paja
panjanandhya adhaya kshatne manasam manas raja hamsa.
Please, Krishna, let me die when I have got a sound mind, sound health. My mind, let it dive deep on your lotus stem like your feet be absorbed. Because when I will become old, my throat will be clogged up with cough, bile, etc. And it won't be, how will it be possible for me to then remember and chant your name? A nice verse. Prabhupada often tells how to meditate on Krishna. Okay. Any comment, any question? Go ahead.
Again, be forced to enter material conditioned bodies to suffer the threefold miseries of material existence.
So, we are forced to come to the material existence because of our karma. Karma na daiva natsa. So, janta deha bodh. Krishna said that living in maya dakshana, by my instruction, order, material energy, puts everybody in different womb, giving different bodies. But Krishna is not bound by his karma. So on his sweet will, he comes. And That is the divine. It is Krishna's appearance, our appearance in this material world. There are more, much, many more differences there. This is one important. He is to come Atma Maya, by his own sweet will. But he can come in different form. He may not come as a human form, sometimes comes in different form, animal form.
Therefore, to remain always absorbed in Krishna consciousness was the standard of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. As exhibited by Maharaj Nanda, Yashoda and the gopis, if we can simply follow in their footsteps, even to a minute proportion, our lives will surely become successful and we shall enter the spiritual kingdom by Vaikuntha. My dear Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Uddhav continued, you have thus fixed your minds wholly and solely upon that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, whose transcendental form is the cause of impersonal Brahman. The Brahman effulgence is only the bodily rays of Narayan. And because you are always absorbed in ecstatic thoughts of Krishna and Balaram, what pious activity remains for you to perform? I have brought a message from Krishna that he will very soon come back to Vrindavan and satisfy you by his personal presence. Krishna promised that he would come back to Vrindavan after finishing his business in Mathura. That promise he will surely fulfill. I therefore request the two of you, who are the best among all the who are fortunate, not to be aggrieved on account of Krishna's absence.
So here I say, who does so much, such a wonderful devotional service, nobody can accept. Which verse he said that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes. Aradha Bhagavan Vajeshana Tadhana Vrindavana Dhamma
Kachit
Vajavadhi Vajana Jena Upasita Vajavadhi Vajana. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanyasi, he is saying nobody can excel the devotional service as the gopis devotional service to Krishna. So Prabhupada said, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can become servant of the servant of the servant of the greatest devotee, Vajabhasa. It is easier to become your devotee, Krishna. You can become a grain of dust of God, as some would say. I can become a blade of grass. Who said that?
Brahma.
Uddhava. You see, Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, Uddhava is saying how exalted they are, how they can remember feeling separation of Krishna. So Prabhupada, you can become a grain of dust at your feet. In one life, your life will be successful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this thing, how gopis used to serve to the Goswami, and Goswami is the Goswami Ashtak, Sarva Goswami Ashtak, the Narahari Sarkar. No? Goswami Ashtak, Vande, Rupa, Sanatana, Rupa, Sri, 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 Gopal, Kau, Vishara, Vipuno, Shraddha, Dharma, Sanstapato,
Lokanamita, Karinau, Tribhuvane, Manyau, Saranya, Karo, Vande, Rupa, Sanatana,
Rupa, they are saying their mood of, their mood, how to feel separation. Oi,
he Radhe Vajadevike Chalate, he Nanda Sanokuta.
The Prabhupada said, this is, should be the, our mood of devotional service. At least you can become a little bit of that feeling separation from Krishna. You can, easy to remember that you have to develop that deep feeling of separation according to Krishna. You can make advance. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Vipralamba said, and he showed them. Vrajavasi showed our acharyas, telling you should follow. And though you are doing vidhi marga means?
Rules regulation.
Rule regulation, vidhi means rule. Get up early in the morning, take bath, doing. One day it will come, spontaneously you are doing. Thus we enter into Ragma, spontaneous attraction towards Krishna. Because already we have Just like Krishna says, Prabhupada gave an example. In India, some say, artificially tried to do Ragma Gosana. It's meant for liberated soul. Because it is like this. In India, Urdus used to have, not that long ago, marriage system was very early days, they used to get married. Somebody, maybe the girl is 5 years old, the boy is 12, 11. Gandhi, Prabhupada, Stalin. Excuse me. And his parents say, when that boy comes to his in-law's house, they go and serve him. Give him some food stuff, serve him. And time to time he goes and she is asked to serve. And that's when grown up go to her. She stays in her father's house though. But grown up, she is allowed to go to her husband's house. And by that time, they automatically among themselves their spontaneous affection. These things are not there. Prabhupada gave this example. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you go on doing vidhimarg. Vidhimarg is based on rule regulation. After a long time, automatically you become spontaneous. You don't have to force yourself, you automatically get up early in the morning. Unless you feel bad. You feel something you are missing. You don't go to Mangalarati, you feel something you are missing. You don't do chant round, you feel missing. More you chant, more you feel like chanting. Yes? Somebody asked, Prabhupada, when you more and more chant, what will happen? Prabhupada said, you feel like you chant nicely, you feel like chanting more. More you chant, you feel like chanting more. This is very good, sir. Then you are developing attachment. Any question? Any comment? Now we go on listening Harikatha. Every day so long, so you'll find sometimes you are now Harikatha, you're missing something. You're feeling I'm missing something. Good sign. You'll find the television, they show some film. Come to a point, suspect, what is going to happen? Suddenly they say, today stop. Oh no, no, no. Next day you eagerly wait. What after that next time eagerly wait? Isn't it? Yes or no? They'll come to such a point, suspense. Now what is going to happen? Suddenly stop. Next, after 1 week, you eagerly wait for it. No, isn't it? Tony, where is Tony?
I was in the
MIT
park, looking at the devotees.
You are in the MIT park?
Yes, MIT park.
Hey, not your park. Is that clear? Any question? Any comment? What?
You are already perceiving.
Just look up.
You are already perceiving his presence 24 hours a day. Yet he will come and see you very soon. Actually, he is present everywhere and in everyone's heart. Just as fire is present in wood. Since Krishna is the super soul,
welcome.
He regards everyone equally. He sees no one as his enemy, no one as his friend, and no one as lower or higher than him.
Any sloka? Bhagavad Gita? Good. Samoham sarva bhuteshu.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu.
Name Deshastina Priya Jetu Mam Bhajante
Jetu Mam Bhajante
Tu Mam. Then he is in me and I am in him. Something like that. Bhagavad Gita is there. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Yes,
search.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu.
Big side. Uh-huh.
Anyway, you start reading. Time is running out. Almost 5 to 7. What?
He does not have a natural body like us, never appears or takes birth.
What is the difference between his body and our body? Our body is asat, achit, nirananda. His body is
sachidananda.
Where it is said? Nisara Paramakrishna
Sachidananda Vigraha Ananirade Govinda Sarvakar Vikarnam.
Who said?
Brahma.
Brahma. Who is Brahma?
The first created living entity. The universe.
First created being.
Sarojita.
He does not appear in the higher or lower species of
reading
life.
Reading Krishna book, anybody want to know, want to hear, Prabhupada said, before at night, reading Krishna book, read and hear.
He does not appear in higher or lower species of life like ordinary living entities who are forced to take birth on account of their previous fruitive activities. He appears by his internal potency just to give protection to his devotees. He is never influenced by the modes of material nature. But when he appears within this material world, he seems to act like an ordinary living entity under the spell of the modes of material nature. But in fact, he is the overseer of this material creation.
Who can tell? I say, he is the overseer of the material creation. What words he use?
Upadrashta.
Upadrashta. He is overseer. Everything he is seeing. Bhagavad-gita he is saying, he has got eyes, he has got legs, hands, every has spirit. Sarvata Pani Pada Ukishida Mukham Sutim Loke Shabbatam Abhita Tishtati. Everywhere. On his surrender, until he was engaged, he can realize this. His birth and activity is not like ordinary person. Any verse?
Janma karma chame
devyam.
Janma karma chame devyam. Evam yoveti tattvataha. Tyaktva deha punarjanma. Naiti maveti swarjuna.
That verse, please you read so that everybody can chant with you.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu.
Samoham sarva bhuteshu.
Name
dveshu asti na priya. Name dveshu asti na
priya.
Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya.
Maite
teshu chapyaham.
You understand, the meaning is already here. Okay, go ahead.
But in fact, he is the overseer of this material creation. And while remaining unaffected by the material modes of nature, he creates, maintains, and dissolves the whole cosmic manifestation.
That is also not implicated. That is also a verse. Name limpunti. He is not get implicated. His karma. We are implicated.
We wrongly look upon Krishna and Balaram as ordinary human beings, just as whirling men see the whole world whirling around
them. So anybody give example? How one is doing, but not getting implicated over the exam.
That's like spider, weaving his wave. Creates the wave again.
Well, Prabhupada, I know, he said, just like a justice. Justice, according to law book, he is saying, okay, you get punishment, you get so much prize, this, that. But he's not getting it. He's just what his scripture said, he's just telling. He's not responsible. Any question? Any comment?
He given to our body is here, it belongs to us, but it is not us to be called the
gas. Our body, our here belongs to us?
This body, here, belong to us or not belong to us? Not affect us.
Ishabasa gidam sarvam
Ishabasa gidam sarvam
Jatkincha jagatan jagat
Jatkincha jagatan.
There he is saying that everything belongs to Krishna, everything controlled by Krishna. You are thinking this is our, you are thinking this is our body, Khetra. But actually who it belongs to whom? It belongs to Khetra. We are like occupier. This is the 13th chapter. Consciousness and
nature, consciousness, enjoy,
consciousness,
and enjoy.
Nature and
enjoy.
And enjoy. So we are thinking this body belongs to, actually this body not belongs to us. Suppose I am moving this hand, it could be that sometime I may not be able, isn't it?
Yes.
So somebody else is controller. I may not like to die, but I have to die. I say, I don't die, doctor. Now, please let me live 6 more years. Doctor, even a second he cannot live. What does it mean? Somebody is the controller. Every moment you are controlled. So there is a world famous man, his name is Muhammad Ali. So the devotee went to interview him. Please answer this question. At one point he said, you used to tell, I am the greatest. So please make some comment. He said, yes, I used to say I am the greatest. Now I realized. What you realized? I was definitely greatest, but I was now realized that I was greatest fool. Why? Why? Everybody can use, like he can use his hand, and I was telling I'm greatest. I cannot even take a cup of tea. Why? I have got a Parkinson's paralysis. Whole body out of control. He cannot take a cup of tea. Previously he used to say,
This is his punishment for too much control.
What is that?
Too much punching on the head, I think.
Punching here, there. A demoniac, some people say it is not a game. It's brutal. Very brutal. Short of here. There's another one, Tyson. This guy was.
Khuli, Mahabali Khuli.
Khuli. Now his daughter, she's also a woman fighter. The Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Laila.
Huh? What is his name?
Laila.
So this is example. Okay. Any question? Comment? Now, 5 after 7, shall he go to of a lamp or more? Want to listen?
More.
Good side. More. It's called sadhu sadhu pade pade. More you hear, more you feel like hearing. Very good side.
One cannot take darshan in there, it's too completely fat. It's very weak.
You went, Tony?
I tried, but
you failed.
No, I got a glimpse.
You had a glimpse. You offered lamb? No, not yet. It's some early one. So it said, Nitya Navanayamana. More we read, Prabhupada once asked one of his, the two of his disciples, how many times you read Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada, 8 times. How many times? 30 times. Prabhupada said, one should read thoroughly. But if you read 8 times, 30 times, more you read, more you can go deeper, more and more you get enlightened. If you get many lives you get, still you won't find this fathom. Fathom. Get newer and newer in your realization. Sometimes Advaita Acharya was reading, trying to find each verse in the light of bhakti. Sometimes he failed, so he stopped eating. Fasting. Then one day he found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling him, stop fasting, I will tell you all the meaning.
Vishnu Chakravarti,
Vishnu Chakravarti?
He also stopped planning to suicide because of that 24 and a half.
Oh, I see. Gayatri mantra.
Yes, I'm not able to find out the meaning. So.
Any comment? Any question? There's so many incidents. Interesting.
How do the, you know, sometimes we become very attached to this body, even though we know that we are
You know you are not this body. You know theoretically or you realize?
Theoretically.
See, there is a difference. A sadhu does not speak theoretically. He speaks on basis of his realization. Because his conviction, his action tells his conviction. Action tells his conviction. Make sense? Tony, does it make sense? Does
it? I was wondering more how to realize when it's not the mind.
What?
That is more difficult.
What is it?
How to realize that one is
it's
not
more
the mind
hard.
Because the mind is also telling us so many things like that. So how to realize that we're not this mind?
Boba said, I have limitations. Boba said, all the ideal question, Boba's book has got the answer. So with the mind, surrendered mind, and if you believe Krishna is this non-defiant, this Bhagavad Gita is far, non-defiant from Krishna, you go on reading, and you will find Krishna will answer.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's true.
So. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even Mahatma Gandhi, though he for political reason, used to do sometimes find there's some difficult problem and difficult he can resolve it, how to solve. Then when he thinks his experience, when I'm haunted by this and and find no hope, then I take Bhagavad Gita and go through it. Page after page, suddenly I find, yes. Here is the silver. This will lead to my solution of my problem without doubt. So if Gandhi is not 24 engaged in Krishna's service, somebody else, what to speak of? If he can, why not you? Why not you?
One wants to get it confirmed by you're reading and you see I meditate, like Guru Maharaj says, I'm meditating on something and I take up the Gita and start to read and I'm hoping that the answer will come and it will come in the
yes.
Purport of Srila Prabhupada.
But you sit down in front of the deity, go on chatting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna answer.
Yes. But then I come to question, is this just my mind or I want to have it confirmed?
No speculation.
No speculation.
Krishna knows your heart. If you think you are for your enjoyment, then your inner voice, you think, is it Paramatma saying or Maya? Krishna knows. If you are not sincere in Sahana, then Maya whisper. Is it Maya? Krishna. Maya is Krishna.
That is
what everybody is facing. So if he become somebody becomes surrendered and sincere, then it is Krishna will tell that you are upset with Krishna.
Because
he is not sincere, he knows. He has got samadhan motivation. His sense gratification. Then Maya whisper to this.
For example, if one is on a book distribution, walking the street, then always the question comes when there is some problem there, they say, is this Maya?
Yes, it's a common thing. Yes, you're right. That which pleases Krishna, that is Krishna. That which pleases me or somebody else other than Krishna, at once is mine. Without doubt is mine. Make sense? It may not be like black and white, like this I tell you. Whole sky, so many star planets. Somebody say, that star, which star? So, how it is. But somebody can at least show, he showed one tree. A particular place near, he said, see the tree that branches, see that another branch between these two leaves, see that. Then only maybe a few stars, he said, look that star. At least out of millions, you can say, within just a few, it's quite clear, yes? May not be exactly three or four, but saying, and maybe million, then he said, in between 5,550 to 65. It's quite clear. May not be exactly. Make sense? Okay. Go ahead.
There is nice story in Bhagavad Gita, the power of sincere prayers.
Oh, it tell, tell. What is that? What is that? Power of sincere prayer.
So once I was my Guru Maharaj in Bangladesh, Habiganj. So there is a nice story. You can go to dandavat.com and you will get the article name is Power of Sincere Prayers. Very nice story.
Morning one woman came.
Yeah. Huh? And in the evening they came.
Tell.
So from Haridas, Nayaganj. We reached to Habiganj.
So,
in the Habiganj, we reached in the evening and Guru Maharaj supposed to give Bhagavatam class, or Gita class in the evening. And Guru Maharaj took quick bath and then Guru Maharaj went for the class. And after the class, as usual, many came to Guru Maharaj's room to meet with Guru Maharaj. And one Mataji, around 45 or 50 years old, Mataji, she came with other Mataji and she was just crying, just like the man is today morning was crying.
Ted Canto, she was Bhagavatam,
English. That Mataji was crying like that and she was telling that my husband is giving so much trouble that I am not able to do devotional service, bhakti, chanting. Then Guru Maharaj just told, you are not praying sincerely. You pray sincerely and Krishna will
arrange
everything. All problem will solve. You pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pray sincerely. Then, next day morning, Guru Maharaj and we all following Guru Maharaj and the morning of chanting. And there was a narrow road. Both sides is water. And one man is behind us. He was trying to pass through. But he was not able to because too much crowd, no? So, and Guru Maharaj was on duty, was taking the photos, and another devotee was doing videography, and another devotee was asking the question, and it was the conversation was going on. And that man was trying to pass, but he was not able to, because both sides is water and too much crowd. So, in the road, cold road came, and that time the man crossed. By the time he had so much conversation, of Guru Maharaj's Krishna Katha, and his heart became purified. So he crossed Guru Maharaj and us, and he offered Dandavat and first request to Guru Maharaj that please come to our village, it's nearby. And then Guru Maharaj told, okay, but you first have to chant 16 rounds, you have to first chant, you have to follow the regulative principles. Then we will come to your village. Yeah, my wife is doing something and other devotees is doing, you please come. Then another person from behind he was telling, he's the man who always give trouble to his wife. Then Guru Maharaj took so much interest on that point. And then Guru Maharaj was again telling, if you promise that you will chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we will come to your village. And he says, okay. Then we are following. And by the time, another person came through the other side, he has a devotee, his own initiated, and he offered Dandavat to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj was telling, if you become like him, then I will come to your village. Then he was thinking, oh, I have to offer Dandavat. He full Dandavat offered to Guru Maharaj. He couldn't understand, so he offered full Dandavat to Guru Maharaj, and we are thus proceeding to his home. And before entering his the baranda, the uthan, uthan, courtyard, Guru Maharaj again asking that man, if you follow for regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then I will only step to your courtyard. Okay, I will do. Then we came to this baranda. Then Guru Maharaj again asking him, if you follow, then I will step the baranda. Then he again promised.
Then now in the door of his house, you know, Guru was again asking, if you promise again, then I will enter into house. then man again promised. Finally, all the chair is arranged and Guru Maharaj was asked to sit. Guru was again asking, now you have to ayat tilak and you have to chant, you have to again promise and no outside eating, only prasadam. That man again promised. And his wife with tears, no? What is going on? No? Huh? His wife in the house, tears. Crying. Tears flowing from her eyes like anything. She's crying. Joyfulness of happiness. Then all the devotees are sitting and Guru Maharaj sat down in the chair. Then all the devotees sat and Guru Maharaj gave little Krishna Katha, some instruction to that man. And one devotee from the temple, Guru Maharaj asked him, you make him bhakta, like tilak, konti mala, and dhuti kurta, and bring him to the class. And I requested Guru Maharaj, because time is now to go to Bhagavatam class, because time is short, it will take 15 minutes to reach the temple. Then we left the house, and Guru Maharaj came to Bhagavatam class, Guru Maharaj gave Bhagavatam class, and after 15 minutes, that man came with the tilak, konti mala, with the Vaikuntha man. that man was the agonist of Hare Krishna. And all the villagers were astonished by seeing that person is became Hare Krishna. Then in the class, Guru Maharaj asked him, you stand up and chant one round. in front of everyone, that man chanted one round. That this is like that. I like
his wife was devotee since before.
Yeah, before.
But he was not.
He was not. But that man was giving so much trouble. Mm. So that wife prayed to Guru Maharaj sincerely, crying. And the next day, that man became bhakta. Oh. So this story, you will find dandavatas.com. The practical name is Power of Sincere Prayers. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. So I found the mercy of Guru Maharaj that day.
Prayer is very long. Every scripture says that prayer is very long. Whether Christian, whether Muslim, whether other religion, everybody pray. You can sincerely pray, proper time, proper mood, any effect. Well, you should pray only one.
Guru Maharaj, I'm thinking if one cannot pray sincere prayer, one can pray for the ability to make sincere prayer. Like that?
Whatever.
Sometimes I do like that.
Krishna knows our heart.
Because I'm thinking, I'm praying, oh, it's not really coming from deep inside my heart, please help me Krishna so I can pray sincerely. And then it comes more sincerely. Somebody, feeling comes.
Somebody asked Prabhupada how one can be sincere. He said, why? In your action, in your thinking, if you try to sincere, then you become sincere. Actually, material life is a little artificial. He's saying something, he may not mean it. Something he did wrong, sorry. Maybe it had no substance. You understand? It's just a word, he said, sorry. I understand. There's no substance. Just for the sake of saying, he just saying, isn't it? But some can feelingly say. In India, suppose you go in a bus. See, this is happening. Now a old man, maybe, and packed up bus. Anybody hearing? Old man. And the young man, nice boot, shirt, and heavy boot. And in very crowded, squeezed, as you say, in your pickpocket. So you don't know who is who. Suddenly he can put his pick, and one would, oh! Because heavy boot. And somebody say, sorry, he will become fire like you putting some water in a boiling oil. So, but if somebody instead say, I did not see. In India, someone said, I did not see. Please forgive me. I don't know him. Then he won't. Otherwise, he says, simply sorry. He understands. It doesn't mean anything. Isn't it? You understand? Now you can see, so sometimes we chant Hare Krishna, no feeling. You have to feeling the cry. Just like a cry, a child cries out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Oi Nanda Tuni Sita, Oh Nanda, what shall I do? Feeling helpless. We don't feel helpless. Anybody feel helpless now in the chanting? This chanting is more or less mechanical. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are trying how to make it finish quickly. Divine mood is there. Maybe thinking something else, chanting, trying to finish all round. Just like sort of obligation. Like that. It's not proper mood. Real chanting. Prabhupada has a book as big as this volume, has an instruction how to chant. It's called Nectar of Chanting, is it? Navamrita. Bhaktivinoda Thakur condensed. Harinam Chintamani. Many of our ISKCON leaders at present, Prabhupada's disciples, they are giving seminar, Yashochinandan, Swami, or Gurujan together, Mahanidhi, giving seminar on chanting. Ultimately, sometime towards the end, of course, the Bhajanandi, they are only Harikatha Harinam. Otherwise, some people become very old, you cannot do day and night, simply chant or listen to Harikatha. These two things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, chanting, namerutri, chanting, preaching, and serving the Vaishnava. Chanting, preaching, namerutri, jivada, Vaishnava. These teachings are very important. Otherwise, five. Hari Katha, Bhagavatam Katha, from Parsen Bhagavad, chanting holy name, developing attachment on these things. Diti or Trishi worship and Dhambas. And more short. Shorter than that, even associating with devotee, with the advanced devotee, listen Hari Katha and chant. More content associated with the pure devotee. Everything. So every day we read Prabhupada, book, then associated with Prabhupada. You follow in action with body, soul, mind, then you are associated with the mood. And get result accordingly. Very simple, but it depends on us, how we are doing. 7:24, perhaps we should go to Solam. It's a very good sign. We are listening very good. It's very good. So, more you listen, Hari Katha, if you develop taste, it's very good. Sadhu, sadhu. That means developing attachment. Hari Katha and Hari are different. So you are developing attachment. That is what developing attachment to Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, Krishna's dham, serving Krishna, Krishna's beauty, hearing, chanting, remembering. It's very nice. Especially this time, Krishna says, is a special boon you get from Krishna, which Krishna usually don't give. He will give liberation and other goods, not real bhakti. Because by bhakti, if he gives him bhakti, he comes under the control of the devotee. So, it's very rare. But this time, it's always rare. So, if you want to be fortunate, you should try, come this time in Kartik to Vrindavan, possible. And do as much service as possible. Krishna and Krishna's devotee. You get immense benefit. And be careful about not wasting time and not find fault or criticize hard devotee. Yes. So.
Yes.
Relevant?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Okay. Let's see. Let's see what you think.
doing service is very good, especially this month of Kartik. Seva for the and all kinds of
service. Yeah, Ishaar Prasad, you make garden, you see.
But the mood, for example, the mood and how you're doing the service is important to you.
Well, mood is also important.
If you just do
somebody is singing.
Or if you do it feelingly.
Yeah, somebody is singing. He's singing, he thinks, I sing so nice, everybody is clapping hands.
Uh-huh.
That is not.
There is no effect.
Please listen. But I am singing for the pleasure of Krishna. That is all. That is what is equal. I am repeating what Guru is saying. That I am serving Guru in that mood. Service means what? Service means what pleases who deserves the service in Krishna, in pure devotee. He is pleased, that is service. He is accepted. Others look like externally same, but may not be. Because he is serving his senses, he wants name, fame, adoration. Subtle. Make sense? Is that clear? For the day, that's all. Let's try to digest it.
Because after that, the Saraswati Prabhupada says that Ami Bhagavatam Paath Korbo, Shubhai Shravan Korbo. That is Durbuddhi. Ami Kirtan Korbo, Shubhai.
That is Bola.
Durbuddhi, the bad intelligence, mischievous.
That is what I'm saying. I reach your Bhagavatam, everybody is listening. Bhakti Siddhartha said,
that is Durbuddhi, bad intelligence.
You are Durbuddhi.
Suddenly, then it's better not doing it at all, I guess, for doing it.
Is it better than doing it not at all?
Singing with that kind of, oh, I'm so great, Kirtan, I'm singing like that, then it's better not be quiet, I think.
I have limitation. I'm simply repeating what my Guru says. If I'm not sure, I won't tell. If I'm sure, if I know, then I'll tell.
I believe Guru Maharaj knows everything.
You have got limitation. You are not God. God is perfectly perfect. We can be as best perfect, not perfectly perfect. That is God. Make sense?
I'm sorry for speaking.
I'm sorry. There are ideal questions and there are ideal answers. Though there are innumerable questions. Significance. It is not that we want to know more and more. Better we develop attachment to Krishna. More and more. It is not necessary everything we have to know. There are some ideal things. They have been asked again and again. A great devotee. The answer is there. That will help us to achieve our goal. Perfection. So there is a book. Someone is asking for the answer. Perfect question, perfect answer. Indeed. Otherwise, birds, beasts, everybody, millions of questions they are asking. There are millions of answers, maybe of no use. Not so important. When Krishna, Arjuna asked, very important question. Maharaj Parikshit asked 6 questions, very important. 18,000 sloka, so many things. And even one Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, if you can digest, completely self-realized. You don't have to read other books. Simply Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, complete. Complete realization. Self-realization. God will.
What do we lack? What do I lack? So that
you lack something.
I lack something.
Yeah. You read Prabhupada's book, you know what you lack. Krishna said, if you all the time, if you think of Krishna and nothing else, hearing, first thing is hearing. Then what you lack, you may not know. But Krishna will fill it. Krishna will provide. And what he has, Krishna will put it, preserve.
I cannot single Krishna only if Krishna comes into my mind.
There is, don't make simple recognition. Listen, in this material world, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, there is shortage of nothing, save and except one thing. What is that?
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness, everything is there. Krishna can be. One thing is like it, simply become Krishna consciousness. Then you will find everything Krishna, what you desire, require. Not desire, require. Make sense? Hare Krishna. Shall we go to our lab? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Silent means yes. In the scripture says, Maunam Samvati Laksham. Somebody remains silent. Yes. Very good. Right. Because everything should end with mercy of the Lord. Everybody wants mercy?
Yes.
Is there mercy? Open the box. No mercy?
Giriraj Maharaj ki.
Giriraj Maharaj. In the form of halwa. No, they're solid.